Once again, we take up the challenge. Today's text is a little bit more complex, but actually it's only two parts to it. The two parts of it is, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. That's the first part. The second part is actually a follow-through. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. It's basically the two things put together. So it's not very difficult. The key word is always, the key challenge is to know how what a text says. Then memorizing it becomes much, much easier. Okay, let's try. Romans 8 and verse 11. Here we go. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. This is the first part. So is he dwelling in us? That's a thing. That's a challenge. Okay, once again. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. So there we go. The spirit of God dwells in us. Power to raise Jesus from the dead. The same spirit indwells us. And there is power to give us life in a mortal body. And this can only be experienced. This can only be understood through our personal experience, or we will really miss the point. So is there life? And the answer must be yes, if we understand it properly. Now this morning we're going to take a little bit of time to think about the text in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And I thought it would be interesting to look at this whole... We've been in this text before, actually. And we want to take this once again. Okay? And Paul talks about, in verse 16, verse 15, we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. Now, what does this mean? How do we understand this text? We are the fragrance of God, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge. I thought it would be interesting to study this from a slightly different angle this time around. It was Jesus who said, "You are the salt of the earth," Matthew 5:13. Then he said also, "You are the light of the world." And in the same breath, he said, "You are a city on a hill." Paul adds to this series, "You are the fragrance of God." Okay? You are the fragrance of the Lord, as it were. And this is what we are looking at. How do we understand this? You are the fragrance of Christ. So I'm going to try to put all four thoughts together. You are the salt has to do, you are either salt or you are sand. That's it. It really has to do with who we are. Okay? You want to know whether sand or salt? Very easy. Taste it. Each has its own nature. Unmistakable. Salt or sand. And we are called salt because the Lord makes us salt, distinctively so. Okay? That's the first part. And Jesus went on and said, "You are the lights of the world." Slightly different imagery now. I have a candle, and as long as I have it unlit, it is just a candle. Right? But the moment someone lights it, it sheds light. Now, it's a something different. Now, we're talking about who you are internally, salt. Now, we're looking at the whole idea of light being given to you. Once there was darkness, now there is light. There is light from outside, and God puts that light inside us now. Second imagery. Third imagery. The concept of the city. Now that is interesting. Because it gets bigger now. Small salt, just little obvious small amounts. Right? Light, slightly bigger receptacle. But lamp, light. But city is huge. It gets bigger. City speaks of the fact that we are now a community. You cannot have a city, you cannot call a house, a single person, a city. But you can look at a number of people, a community, and you design a city, and you can make that city special. And I think we have seen Singapore developing as a city over many years. And it takes years to become a city. But the city is there. The concept is there. What kind of city? Well, I think we're going to look at it very, very carefully. I think it's important for us to understand and appreciate. We just came back from Malaysia. And it's always interesting to see who are the ones who are going there. Interesting. But sometimes you have people who press the lift. It's always very telling. You know, sometimes you are a certain level, you want to press it down. Normally you press it down, right? It's always interesting to see how people will press it. Some people press it up, so that you will come to your floor, then they press it down. And always wonder why. There seems to be a profundity that I miss. Why do you need to press it up before you press it down? When you just press it down, it's going to come up and down at the same time. In India, it's like that everywhere. And the local people, rural people, reminds me of the story of this older man. He has never been to a city, never been to a hotel, never been anywhere. So he had a bumper crop. So he decided he would bring his family, his old wife, and his young man of a son to go to the city for a couple of days over the weekend. And he saw this door opening. And there was an old lady who went in. And he watched it. And then he saw the door open. And a young lady came out. And he was so excited. He quickly told his son, "Quickly, go and call mom. Go and call mom." Well, I don't think I need to explain that. A city is built with design. A city is built with distinction. A city has to be built in such a way that it really, really becomes what it is. And God designs the church, as it were, to be that city. Individually, salt. Individually, light. Together, we become a city. Now, Paul takes this concept further. You are fragrance of Christ. What does that mean? Now, a few things that I want to highlight for us all. And first, is that behind all of these concepts, there is distinctiveness in mind. We were meant to be distinctive. And this is so important. As salt is distinguished from sand, we are distinctively different. As we are light and not darkness, it is very obvious the difference between light and darkness. You see a person in darkness, you can tell. You see a person in light, you cannot miss it. It's not words, the person says. It's the life of the person. There is such life and light in the person. In a city, when it's combined together, then we have a city and it becomes very distinctive, or it is in the backwaters. Or we want to be that city set on a hill. And everyone, everywhere can see this is a city set on a hill. Now, so the distinctiveness is there. And of course, with the distinctiveness, we are daringly different. But of course, what is the difference between one city and the next? That is very obviously, is how we plan it, is how we design it, is how we develop it, isn't it? And then you can see, so this is what it means. This is a city set on a hill. Building a city on a plain is so much easier. Building a city on a hill, everything is harder because it's meant to shine, it's meant to stand out. That's what God wants His people to be. Out there, outstanding, upstanding, it's, you name it, it is distinctively, daringly different. And in all of these things here, the salt part of it is you as an individual. The light part of it is you took the light from somewhere. The city part of it is the whole community. What about the fragrance part? What is the fragrance part? Now, the fragrance part of it is a little bit more challenging. The fragrance part can only be done, can only be seen in the way Paul constructed this sentence. Okay, we are to God the fragrance of Christ. Okay, and then we're going to talk about what it means for us. Okay, and this is so important for us, what it really is all about. And it is important for us to appreciate that what this is. Among those who are being saved, among those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, to the other aroma of life leading to life. What is this all about? This idea of fragrance of Christ, part of it. One of the Roman torches in the early days was designed in such a way that it is grossly cruel, and yet there is a special sense of it's very, very striking. Sometimes when they want to punish someone, they will actually tie a person, a corpse for example, to a person who is alive. What will happen when a corpse and a live person, the flesh and flesh, go together? Have you thought it? What will happen? And it's just happened. That's why when you see when twins die, those joined twins. I think there was one story about the Chang and Eng, and about the twins, and one was dying, and the other one would die soon, unless you can separate them, because the death of one will lead to the death of the other. They are conjoined. Okay? So the rotting of one will actually affect the life of the other. Now this was put in together. What do we mean by the aroma of death and the aroma of life? The picture behind this idea is actually what we call proximity. Fragrance ought to be as gentle as you can understand it. Fragrance has got its own beauty, but it has to be, you have to come close to have the fragrance understood. And the idea of being fragrance of Christ Himself, it cannot be done if Christ is outside, far away. This is why you don't speak about the fragrance of the city. A builder builds it. It has a life of its own. The lights can shine, but it's on its own too. The salt exists by itself. But this fragrance of the knowledge of Christ, part of it, cannot be possible except when there is that close proximity. And so this is important. So when the disciples began to speak, they noted that they were speaking just like Jesus. That was the way Jesus handled the scriptures. That was the way Jesus spoke. That was the mannerism of Jesus. That was the way Jesus was distinctively. And the disciples, because they had been so close to Jesus for 3 years, they began to pick up the ways of Jesus, the thoughts of Jesus, the heart of Jesus, the spirit of Jesus, the life of Jesus. And so now the life of Jesus was going in and through them. This is the challenge of it all. Through us. So when we tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ, but we cannot carry the message of the Lord Jesus Christ through our life, in our life, we are only saying words, not life. But when in our life we can communicate the reality of Christ and our faith in Him, people can understand that far, far better. This is the challenge of it all. Yes, we are distinct salt. Yes, we bear light. Collectively, we become a city. This one talks about proximity, talks about really great closeness. And without that great closeness, you can't get things done. And I look at these two tall guys over here. Now, I may be the shorter one. But, you know, in our friendship, in our relationship, in our sharing the Lord's word with them, we've seen them impacted. And I tell them many things very openly, very bluntly, so that they can look at how the word of God can be applied into their lives definitely. And along the way, they change. And this is only possible. Now, they've been in church for many years, but that closeness is not there, neither will there be change. Right? And it's only when there is a closeness and you begin to understand that grace can be spelled like that differently. It has to be experienced personally. There has to be that closeness. Without that closeness, in this case here, without the closeness to Christ, there cannot be that kind of fragrance of knowledge that will be shared with other people. It is not the impartation of impersonal knowledge that we're talking about here. See, I can be very bookish. I can end up explaining all kinds of things using different models, different instruments. But I would be lacking something if I do not have a closeness with the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what I look for all my life. This is what I look for no matter how many years you close, how many years you walk with the Lord. There is always a closeness that you want to see. Am I close to Christ? Yes. And I want to be closer yet. Now I'm closer 40 years later. Am I close enough? Is there yet closer? Yes. Very much so. And this is how it must be. This is what Paul is talking about here. This sense of aroma of Christ Himself. So when we talk about this idea of the knowledge of Christ and the fragrance of it, this is what comes to my mind. There must be a freshness. There must be a sense of invigoration. There must be a sense where, you know, one's life is impacted and changed. And there is that knowledge of Christ that is so deep and wonderful. And so you work at it. What is the fragrance of Christ? But every time I look at people, this is what I look for. I look for a life in that person. That is a person's personality. That's nothing to me. That's a human personality. And I look for that something. I look for that something. What is that something? There is that something about Christ and His life that is distinctly different from just having a personality. A person may have a personality. The person could be bright. The person could be cheerful. The person could be anything you wish. That is just his makeup. But the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ is totally different. There is a specialness about it that is wonderful. Well, in the case of the Lord Jesus Christ, we read John's testimony. We have received from him, we've seen in him, grace and truth. Well, I already know what I'll be working on for next year's family camp. And I'm going to encourage you to do. If you think grace is wonderful, camp of all camps, next year, what are you going to say? It's going to be the camp of all the camps in the past. Because it's going to be even more wonderful. What is it? I cannot tell you yet. You're going to sign up early registration for next year. Well, this is something that we want to look at. It's about a closeness to the Lord. And this closeness is just wonderful. And this closeness becomes more and more and more precious along the way. Can you see this? And it's only when we are that close, literally, skin on skin. That's what we mean by caring about in our body. The body of Christ. We carry Christ with us, on us. And that is that beautiful nature of it all. And then the fragrance of Christ is seen. And the most beautiful thing about the Lord Jesus Christ that he said to his disciples, and he told them, I give you this commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. How much did Christ love us? How did he love us? He loved them to the very end. We give you enough clues for next year's camp? What a wonderful thing it is to know Christ this close. May we share with other people the reality of Christ, his compassion and his love. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you that we can be salt and light and a city together. But our hearts are challenged this morning to display the life of the Lord Jesus Christ himself as a fragrance that comes because of our proximity to him. We just want to thank you for this powerful sense of closeness that we can have with him. We pray that each day will cause us, move us to desire that closeness with him, till the fragrance of the Lord Jesus Christ is displayed and seen in our life. We ask you to bless this offering that we now give. In Jesus' name, amen. Ask the Lord to bless us before we go. And may this grace of a wonderful God, displaying his mercy and his love, enable us to truly understand what it means to have his grace poured out in our hearts, in our life. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, beautifully observed by his disciples, draw us close to him, so that the proximity with the Lord Jesus Christ will enable us to have the fragrance of his life seen in our own life. And may the power of the Spirit of God enable us to experience the reality of this grace we speak about, enabling us to live significantly to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory now and forever. Amen.